This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Rich Bowden. I live in Southampton and I'm doing 6129.
Hi, Rich.
Hi there, Tom. You all right?
Yeah, cheers, Rich. So, Rich, let's start by finding out about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I currently work as a self-employed roofer. And before that, I studied at university.
You mentioned you went to uni, Rich. What did you study?
I studied adventure education, which is essentially outdoor PE teaching.
So how long have you been doing the roofing then?
I've been roofing since I was 14 years old, so over 11 years now.
Obviously, you're training to be a plumber now. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm pretty gutted that I didn't do plumbing or a trade at college. I went and did the academic route as opposed to the vocational. Unfortunately, you can't turn back time, so I'm doing what I should have done 5 or 6 years ago now. So
with the plumbing then, are you hoping to sort of incorporate that into your business then?
Yeah, well, the thing with roofing is, being in lovely sunny England, is you lose a good 30-40 days of your work time to the weather. So with the plumbing, I can plumb during the winter, essentially, and roof during the summer. So I'll get the best of both worlds. But with the plumbing, included in 6129, is my lead work, which I'm really into at the moment. Forming back gutters, doing my chimney flashings, front aprons, etc., which really comes into use with roofing, because I can also do the tile side of it as well as the lead now.
So with the roofing then, you're self-employed, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
So you've got your own business?
Yes, I have my own business, yeah.
For the people that are listening and obviously want to set up their own business, how have you gone about it then? How do you get your customers?
Right. Well, I started off obviously working for a firm as a kid, getting my experience. And then what I did is slowly from working with them, doing weekend jobs, I'd, through family, friends, etc. I'd do little bits on the side and then their friends would say, oh, you did a good job on that. Do you want to come in? So there's the sort of the recommendation side of it. But following that, I decided when I got a bit busier and I was trying to squeeze jobs in at the weekends, but obviously working full-time for a firm Monday to Friday, I didn't have the time, so I had to start cutting out on them days so I could do my own work. And I thought, it was a bit of a gamble at the start. I cut myself off from them and I worked independently, and then it became a case of set up a website for a few hundred pounds, advertise in the local newspaper. Luckily, my mum's a local community representative, so she put an ad in for the local community voice paper that goes around all the local houses. So I got a fair bit of work through that as well. So what I did. Sorry.
So Rich, let's talk about the practical training then.
Yeah,
how are you finding it?
I really enjoy it. The lads down at ATL in Southampton are really good. All local based, which helps me being local based as well, because we'll probably hopefully be able to help each other out in the future. But the training, they're really, really helpful. They know their stuff, which helps. And they're always happy to help.
So what week are you on, Rich?
I'm currently on week 6. So I've done my airing cupboard and bathroom assessment. But my favourite week was week 5 with the lead. Because, I mean, that's my bread and butter, lead work on the roof. So I'd say that's got to be the best one week for me. I know you didn't ask me what my best week was, but I'm telling you.
So is that all the lead work you learn on the training? That's helped you with your job, hasn't it?
Oh, massively, yeah. I mean, there's things that I was doing. I mean, it's nice to see everyone has touches that they do differently. So there's the set way of doing it, cut and fold. But some people will be like, right, well, you can, if you try a little trick like that, or you try a little trick like this, and just makes it easier and to practice without worrying about damaging a customer's house and it being under pressure. I've learned a lot of things that I've to do differently. I've learned a lot of things that I did well and need to continue doing. So I'm really happy with where that is, to be honest. I just need to try and get back into pipe work now.
That's great, Rich. Thank you for joining us.
Smashing. No worries, Tom.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.